Blog Talk
and a good evening to you.
To end it now.
And a good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen, out there in Blog Talk Radio. This is Law of Attraction in Action. I am Edward P. Mack. And a good evening to you. All is well in your world, I trust. Namaste. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's a pleasure to have you enjoy the show, which I know you're going to enjoy the show. I mean, it's new, it's exciting, and most of all, it's fun. So, I mean, how much better can you get than that? It is Law of Attraction in Action, and we do that, matter of factly, we're going through a broad awakening here on this Law of Attraction skill, as you will. We all have this ability to start it up. We all have this ability to keep it going. We all have this ability to not keep it going also. So it is a project in it that has to maintain itself. Once I think we have it and are on that awesome spinning disc that Abraham calls it, it's a wonderful thing to be aware of that. Again, it's not anything new. This is it's as old as gravity. It is, in fact, a treasured secret for many, many years. People of wealth know how to utilize Law of Attraction. People of knowledge absolutely know. And unfortunately, through our dogmas of religions and societies itself, it was kind of blocked out of certain things and books and everyday knowledge. And that's the saddest part, is most of all that humans that we are could be so more far advanced in our dealings of everyday life if we just took into consideration that we're all human. This is what we have all in common. We are human. It's not of anything about race. It's not anything about color. It's not anything about rich. It's not anything about poor. It's all we have is humanness. We all have this latent side of us, of intuitive being. We all have this source energy as new-aged people. And, you know, I'm not saying new-age people in a manner of young, but just a way of thinking. People are seeing things different. We've decided, as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, jump out! Don't be afraid to jump outside the box. See things in a different way, and you see things in a different way. Things happen when we see things in a different way. And so I've been practicing this Law of Attraction way for about 8 years now. But I had an intuitive awareness well before, as we all do, as we all do. When we're young, some religions would call it the Holy Spirit. Others would call it the voices inside our heads. Others, you know, whatever name you give it. Again, I'm about the basis of understanding that nothing, absolutely nothing, has any meaning except the meaning that we ourselves give it. So we can put it anywhere in our box and humanness of feelings that we wish to put it. Some of us work in a negative state. A lot of people are beginning to work in a positive state. And that's the power of Law of Attraction. Deciphering the both, seeing the contrast and understanding the contrast. Understanding that just as gravity exists, so does law of attraction. So does polarity. So does vibrations. We're all vibrating at a rate of being that it's scientifically proven. There's nothing hidden there. And the more that we understand and realize, my last show we did a little bit on music, on the music aspect of it. And again, oh my God, what a great feeling. Some of those wonderful, wonderful songs that we had on our last show, like Brett Worth had a couple, and Alexander Robinson, and it was Delilah Dickerson. Who else? There was Gabriel Fentanyl Mia. Yes, Fentanyl Mia Gabriel. So, you know, I'm listening to... I'm looking and reading on our social networking pages, and I'm seeing people that are like-minded individuals that are in our groups that we all gather and join in and stuff. And so these are just some of the names of the people that I just mentioned that I put out asking for positive vortex songs, and they let it be known this is what they were liking. And so we took it upon ourselves to listen to those songs while on air. I mean, I dialed them up, and sure enough, it was a wonderful time. So again, it's law of attraction and action. Tonight's show, we're going into a question of why not? Why not? All the time when we were growing up, it was always, you can't do this, you can't do that, and so on and so forth. Not everybody lived in them ways, but a lot of people did, and still do. And so we're asking the questions today of why not. And in doing so, we're going to just play a little audio that I put together a little while ago. So let's see if we can get that running. And we're going to be taking some calls here in a little while to keep our calling people out there listening in our listening world. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask or put forth to myself and or get a conversation going with other listeners, that would be great. We're going to do this right here, right now, and make it all work and come together.
Wouldn't it be great if someone paid attention to your needs once in a while? Would it be great if people catered to your interests? On top of your industry without subscribing to and reading a dozen magazines? Wouldn't it be great to hear inspiring speakers whenever you wanted to? Wouldn't it be great to drive to work and listen to the stuff you wanted to hear on the radio? Wouldn't it be great if you had some other option than the radio or your collection of music when you went for a walk? Wouldn't it be great if you could eliminate annoying radio DJ banter, just listen to the good stuff? Wouldn't it be great if you could share your views with the world? Wouldn't it be great if people paid to hear you speak? Wouldn't it be great to boost the money you make from just a half hour of work a week? Podcasting. It's all about you. Okay, it could be about you too, Scratch. Scratch, kitty cat. Scratch.
A week ago, February 25th, I discussed my wanting to start a blog talk. Show, and lo and behold, I got involved with it. And I had a podcast back around in possession, and I ended up finding that it hooked me into Audacity program. I wasn't sure just what the whole podcasting thing was about, and I just went with downstream factor of attraction and agreed to myself that it was okay just to going with what I was doing, and that was producing a radio show. And so I did that. And on my third show, I did a 2-hour-long podcast, come to find out, through now learning a podcast on March 3rd, 6 days later. So again, with this law of attraction, Scott, it's just incredible how we were brought together through the Facebook value again of social networking, and just how it all blends and how it all meshes. And once we start paying attention, that's when it all comes in. And we painful, overwhelmed, but I'm going to get through it. So I'm just writing, I'm just speaking these words to remind myself how great everything really is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Scott, when you and I spoke on the phone, I had that thought in my mind of you and I being doppelganger. And I really have to say that on page 16 here, it has, there are many free retrieval programs called aggregators out there, but we'll use Doppler, which is one of the best ones, and it's free. Are you ready? Let's get it started. So, being a doppelganger, we are looking at doppelradio.net. So, again, in the vortex, I don't know what to do. It all flows, and as we flow and we allow it, it just goes, and here it is. Law of attraction in action. Oh, my God. This is fabulous. Scott, I don't know how this happens. Again, it's just mind-boggling. Looking over here and on becoming a podcast, it's 20. That is to go to my web, blogger.com. I start to create a blog. Well, I clicked on it directly to Eddie Penny's bloggerstartup.com page. And how it got Eddie Penny's picks, I have no idea. So, obviously, what you have sent me is if this is your creation, and it works from backwards to Facebook. Like you said, somehow this got pulled into it. It's my blogs, when I started, it says 2010. I do remember starting it, but again, I don't remember. But you know what I'm saying. Just this law of attraction thing, it's all, wow, it's mind-boggling. And I'm really thrilled. I'm overwhelmed right this moment. I'm thrilled that it's all coming to fruition. All happening. This law of attraction thing is happening. I wrote it. This is basically my 3, 4, 5 years ago. And so my happening is now. And so I'm just graciously saying thank you. And I'm going to page 23. So as we speak of law of attraction in action, I've been doing this radio show, Law of Attraction in Action, and how it came about in 5 days. Let's see, today's March 3rd, and I've had people reach out to me today, and it's just an awesome, awesome day. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm reading over information that was sent to me, and it concerns starting your own blog. And so I go into the link that was put to me, and I click the link, and all of a sudden I see something that looks very familiar, and it says First Night, Eddie Penny's post. Eddie Penny's, wow. So in that post it was written, well, here it is at 11:20 in the evening, and I decide to start a bloody blog. Well, all right then. First things first, I am the...
And so I assume we're back.
...been involved with these people, and they will be mentioned with utmost respect, unless, of course, been involved with... ...been involved with these people, and they will be mentioned with utmost respect... Unless, of course, they're dead, then we can just say any damn thing we want. Well, holy Christ, I just checked my preview, and it's telling me I'm posting at 8:20 p.m. Now, I'm looking at 11:20, so see how screwed up these computer people are? I'm traveling back in time here, folks, way back now. They got the ball rolling. Anyway, I think I was like 4... when I took my first drag of a Chesterfield. Man, how I needed that fix.
coming into this world 3 months preemie, weighing in at 3 pounds, 2 ounces. My mom didn't quit smoking yet. So when she jumped over the front seat to stop my brother Joe from throwing that stick shift into gear, little did she realize the motion that was really shifted. So anyway, she gives birth a day later, like she's taking a quick dump. By all standards of the day, I should have been dead. But no, no. I come in this damn little scrawny baby with underdeveloped whatever, and I find my ass in the hospital for 3 more months. Damn. With pneumonia. So the peas are rolling. Pennies, the birth of Eddie Pennies. This blog was published 12/12/2010. Eastern Standard Time, 11:20. Pacific Standard Time, 8:49. So, again, this law of attraction in action has taken me 5 years, just a little over 5 years, to come and squarely tap me right in the forehead and say it's time to wake up, because here's a wake-up call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful right at this moment. I'm riding that high-flying disc right now, and it's just, wow. Oh, man.
So I spoke with Scott Thompson. Is the Scott that I was talking about earlier. A Facebook friend of mine, like Sam Alwyn. Sam Alwyn's out there in Ohio. These people have reached out to me also, and it's just an awesome happening to understand in that what I'm asking is being delivered, even now as I speak. And it's just a miraculous thing that I'm finally getting it at 56 years old. So you can be 15, you could be 10, you can get it at a very young age, as most of us did get it at a very young age, but it was driven out of us. This goodness and source energy way of thinking and being, this human light that we are, and it's not a bad thing to stoke that light and get it burning to the degree of blindingness, and that's where I'm at. It's getting to be blinding now, because it's right here and it's happening with wonderful people, all you wonderful people that are involved with the positiveness of the groups, and it's just so cool to be part of it and understand that we're part of it. Kind of bluntly, that it's sad it took me this long to figure out that to be happy, it's our own inside thing. To be sad, it's our own inside thing. It has absolutely nothing to do with anybody around us. It has to do with us, and we have the ability to put a better thought to whatever it is that's bothering us. We have a better thought to even to carry us on a higher plane. Like all of this, that is what's happening with me. I look at my Facebook page and I see a picture of the universe, and I see a picture of beautiful cloud formation that my sister and I manifested while singing the song of Hugh. And this is the angel of Manville that I'm speaking of, that it all happened within a 15-minute time frame that we were aware of what was happening. And again, to step into that light and to live that now moment, again, just as we spoke of earlier, that now moment, we won. Just as we are going to keep winning, because we just keep getting better and better, just as you people keep getting better and better, because we keep feeding that fire of betterness, whether it's wealth, whether it's just living fun and happy, just whatever you desire. Again, just like what they said in The Secret, whatever you desire, you can have. So again, we have to choose our words wisely. We have to understand definition of the words we use. Once we understand the words and how powerful they are, and we put that, again, nothing has any meaning except the meaning we give it. The meaning that we give it should be the pure uplifting of it all. It's just, oh, again, it's just a fabulous time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and to understand that we can do it. You can do it. You can be the best person that you want to be. The best person that you want to be. Again, it's that change thing. We look at ourselves in a manner of wanting change, and we play on the contrast of what is given to us, and we weigh it out, and we decide, well, I think we could probably take it to a different level, and so we take it to a different level, and we enjoy that level, and there's nothing wrong with that, because again, since it appears I'm calling into a live show, they're reconnecting me now. Oh, yeah. Law of attraction in action. I've got 4 minutes and 32 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for bearing with me. Again, sometimes there's reasons for things happening, and we just put it into the wheelhouse of, okay. So for the last 16 or 18 minutes or so, I've been trying to call back in to restart the Blog Talk Radio station show, and it finally allowed me to do it. There's not much more I can say but that. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing me to express my gratefulness for the voice of me being heard for 12 minutes or 13 minutes that I was allowed to broadcast. I'm not totally sure when the next one is going to be. I have some things in the offerings with Scott Thompson, Sam Alwyn, a mentor on Facebook of Abraham Hicks Vortex Group, also has been assisting me with the ability to clarify things that of wanting and lightning and my desires, and so they're helping me to reach my goals, pretty much, as it would say, as that 2010 blog started in regards to thanking people. Well, again, now, see, here, Law of Attraction has delivered these two gentlemen to me in my time of need. And again, once we allow to accept what people have to offer with gratefulness and kindness and love of fellow human being, it's cool. It all works. It all plays in that pot of being okay with ourselves. See, first off, in this crazy mixed up life of humanness, I believe, is the unconditional love. We come into this world like an animal with that unconditional love of human being, that everything we look and adore is just awesome from day one. And we learn and we pick up and we understand and we see, and that's, we build our character through that which we went through. And until we understand and realize that we can blink at those ugly situations, we can close our eyelids at those ugly situations to transform them into beautiful situations, Neville Goddard, we were talking about the other day. Same thing. When you lay your head down to rest at night, think of your day on what the beauty parts of. And like yesterday for me was just absolutely astounding. With Scott reaching out to me and offering me assistance and putting together a wonderful show that is being created. I'm working my kinks out on understanding and being calm in the face of what some people would consider disaster. I just kept pushing the numbers. Maybe that was it too. I might have been pushing too many numbers as usual, but that's okay. But it goes to show you that by pushing and forcing things, that things shut down. So I was able to recollect my thoughts while I was shut down and understand that everything is fine, and it all is fine, and it will all be fine. And that's where we have to place it, in that vortex of happiness, in that vortex of humanness, that we're here to be fine. Absolutely. So they're telling me I have 10 seconds left, but they robbed me of, well, I'm not going to say they robbed me, because again, it made me be clearer on my procedures of opening up the page and so on. So it's all good. Everything is wonderful. We're all enjoying life, and that's the beauty of being, to keep that flame in us going. So source be with you. Enjoy what you got going. If you can't enjoy what you got going, change the way you look at it. Find that happiness in it. All right, so that's the need. That's the need. That's the want. That's the desire. Find the happiness in any situation. Enjoy your now. You won. Good day.